On last week's show, D-Way said he hoped that the talking tree would facilitate honest discussion about how we treat our children. But in order to begin talking about how we treat our children, we have to somehow get on the same side with our bodies. But how do we know what our bodies are saying when we've so been conditioned to dismiss what they say? So basically, this is asking, how do we discuss an issue that we don't acknowledge to be an issue, that hasn't been made conscious? I think it's really important that we begin defining the problem as force, not violence and war. Violence is a red herring. The real category is coercion. We need to look in those nooks and crannies, see force as the system there, and refuse to be the system. Last week, I said that there's nothing special about these guys, anyone among us, given the removal of force from our lives, can begin to develop our thought. But force means compulsion of any kind. And perhaps most importantly, it means economic compulsion, the force of necessity. Violence is coercion most crude. And in it, power cannot stay hid in us. Then it too obviously does not promote happiness. Bentham saw that and advised against such crudeness. If force is embedded in every nook and cranny in our lives, how do we get it out? By becoming whole, so that there are no empty places, holes in which to lose our souls. And we become whole by reclaiming that what was took, our voices, our own unique voices, by developing our thought. Our beings once were full with the ancestors, the earth, and our brothers and sisters. All we made came from communal stock. Our holidays today in the USA feel drear because the communal ties been severed. Childhood aside, which reconstitutes tribe in its own mind, I don't think I've ever had a holiday that felt truly joyous. Celebrations are communal at root, and so for me, the narrow family focus variety feels false. It's what class does. All joys are turned to chores when turned by force to work. Power's vision is based on false premises that serve its drivenness. Just as Mary Peter Mack does in her intro, power wants to believe that labor is our inevitable lot, quote unquote. They don't want to believe it's not. They don't want to be proven wrong. Bentham shows us, this is another debt I feel to him, Bentham shows us how power can see itself as benevolent, a physician that must amputate a gangrenous limb so the patient, called the people, an abstraction invented in his head, may live. Destroy the village to save it?